world, a world that Jesus came to save, then we might lose sight of the all-encompassing love of a God through Jesus that's for all of humanity, not just one nation, not just one people. And so when we try to marry power and faith, it gets a little messy. We end up dictating laws that hold others captive rather than declaring a love that sets people free. And that's the rub. That's the challenge as the people of God. So then who do the crowds in this country, beyond its borders, say that Jesus is based on the way in which they see his followers living out their faith in action? Would they find love known in the way that Jesus' followers treat those people most like the people that Jesus himself healed and helped? In the places and the spaces where expansive love has been overshadowed by selfish intent, we still have some work to do in Jesus' name, which brings us then to Jesus' second question. Who do you say that I am? You who claim to follow me, you who know that you're loved by God. In our current context, in the absence of Jesus' physical presence, right? He's not here walking on earth anymore with us. We who follow him are his hands, we're his feet, and we're his heart in the world. And so it's through our actions toward others that we tell the world who we believe Jesus is. And I have lost count in my time as a pastor of the number of conversations I've had with people who maybe were raised in the faith but have fallen away from the church. Not because they fell out of love with Jesus or God or don't believe in God anymore, but because of the ways in which they were treated by Jesus' followers. I was traveling in a car recently. This was a while ago, actually, but I thought of it as I was looking at the scripture. And I was tuned into a radio station trying to catch the news at the top of the hour, but I was kind of in between a pocket of reception, so it was going in between two radio stations. And so for a little bit of time, I'd hear some of the news, and it was heartbreaking, it was dire, it was not a reflection of humanity's best efforts at compassion and care. And then it would flip two parts of the song by Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name. So I don't know if you remember that song. I had it memorized at one point because my brother had the album on cassette tape. But it was really interesting because I'd hear a little bit of news and then I'd hear shot through the heart and you're to blame, you give love a bad name. And then the news and then you promised me heaven, you put me through hell. And then a little bit of the news and then you give love a bad name. And so while this song is sung about romantic love going wrong, I mean, that's what it's actually about. As I heard it, interspersed with bits of news from the day, I couldn't help but think about how Christians who are called to love sometimes give love with a capital L a bad name based on the actions that we take or don't take on behalf of others. And the promise of Jesus' death and resurrection is salvation, right? Ultimately heaven. But too often God's people living here on earth experience different kind of hells because of how they're mistreated by others who claim to follow Jesus, even if their actions aren't resembling Christ. And this is often done for the sake of maintaining power and wealth. Sometimes it's done out of fear, but it's always at the expense of others' humanity. And so then it brings us to Jesus' third question, which is asked both of his disciples then and those of us now who follow Jesus. He says, what does it profit them? What does it profit you, me, if we gain the whole world but lose or forfeit ourselves? So often our pursuits that leave others struggling or broken or harmed are really only for short-term measurable gains. Not really measurable beyond the comforts of this world. And not our call as Jesus followers. So Jesus wisely and knowingly asks those who follow him, what does it profit those who gain the whole world? And in the way that we measure that in our society, I would say it's wealth and power and status and possessions. What does it profit us if we gain those things? But ultimately, in the midst of that profiting and gaining, we lose ourselves. We sell out our integrity or our compassion. And Jesus asks this third question after plainly stating what it means to be a disciple. if you want to be my followers, if you want to become my followers, you need to deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Dear friends in Christ, fellow Jesus followers, this is what love no one looks like when it is faithfully lived out. And the world will not recognize it as winning in the game of life, as getting ahead, as being the greatest. It is, as our centering song said, it's a hard truth and it's ridiculous grace. Because being a Jesus follower requires denying ourselves in ways that make space for us to be known by God's love, and then in response, to let others know that they're loved by the same God too. It comes through our accepting that the hard truth of taking up our cross to follow Jesus isn't finally about saving ourselves at the expense of others, but rather it's about losing ourselves for the sake of loving others. And then finding, through ridiculous, indiscriminate grace, the best parts of us have actually been redeemed. We who follow Jesus can, through our actions and our choices and our conduct, give love a good name again. We can realize a world where Jesus' question, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" is answered by, "Jesus is love made known." May it be so. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty." As you're able, as we offer up our prayers of intercession. With the Spirit of Christ shining upon us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. Blessed is your church transformed by your Spirit. Give us courage to proclaim to all people the promises made true in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God of grace, blessed is creation. As earth experiences places of destruction, give us courage to help bring about its restoration. Encourage those who work in forestry to be a voice for the hidden places of creation and provide skills for its conservation. God of grace. Blessed are the nations. We pray for presidents, prime ministers, and leaders of nations. Grant that their courage and compassion will not run dry in the face of challenge. God of grace. Blessed are those in need. Give to all facing illness wise and caring doctors, nurses, and therapists. Draw close to those who feel far from you or are suffering in any way. Provide an extra measure of your grace and love to those that we pray for now by name. God of grace. Blessed are those saints who now rest in your peace. Through lives of both sorrow and joy, challenge and triumph, they provided witness of faith in all times. May their lives be a witness to the living. God of grace. We entrust our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among the people through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Skip it. I invite you to share a sign of the peace with one another. Continue with our offering out of the abundance that God has entrusted to our care. Thank you. this cup of blessing that's shared within our midst. May we share the presence of your love. As the grains of wheat once scattered on the hill were gathered into one to become our bread, so let us pray. Generous, life-giving God, we return to you that which you have entrusted to our care. Make these offerings a tangible sign of your love in the world. As we place them before you, O God, you place your Son before us at this holy table. Love is surely present here. We give you all our thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Since God is love, Jesus became love in this world. As he was known and sought out by those looking for hope and healing, he shared a transforming love with all whom he befriended. One night during his final meal with his closest followers, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." That last supper Jesus shared with his friends became the everlasting supper that Jesus shares now with each of us. Send your Holy Spirit into this wheat and wine, so that it may become Christ's body and lifeblood for all who eat and drink of it. Make us ready to humbly receive it as we boldly pray the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as you prepare to commune. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome at Christ's table. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. God of love, Jesus has become known to us in the bread and cup. May this holy meal strengthen us to share your love with the world, a love that transforms lives in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved and blessed ones, we have lived and shared the love of God in this place. Now go from here remembering you are known by God who created you, sought by Jesus who saved you, and transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll sing together our sending hymn, Go My Children with My Blessing. This is in your blue hymnal. It's also on the screen. God is love. You are loved. Go now in love. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Real Country 1430 WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Pepin. The entertainment you want, the information you need.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This is William Byron.
William Byron out front when it mattered the most.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The Daytona 500 is a race like no other.
The Daytona 500 is about 1,200 yards from getting underway here this afternoon.
Fans young and old from all over the world in this capacity crowd anticipating and waiting. And the wait is over.
The green flag is waving.
And we are racing in the Daytona 500.
A race with twists and turns straight out of Hollywood.
Pearson's in trouble. David Pearson is broadside down the backstretch.
Earnhardt blows a tire in turn number three.
Trevor Bayne gets the win for the Wood Brothers.
A race where legends like Petty, Earnhardt, Gordon, and Johnson have cemented their legacies.
Petty takes the checkered flag and wins the Daytona 500.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500 in his 20th try. Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jimmy Johnson's going to win the 48th Daytona 500.
But it's also a race that some of the sport's greatest drivers are still trying to chase down. Today, names like Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson will try to win their first Harley J. Earl Trophy. Elliott knows what this race could mean to his legacy.
Like everybody else, I want to win that race. You want to cross that off the list, right? I'm not sure you can be much more proud of an accomplishment in your career.
Today, those drivers and the rest of the field have an opportunity to add their names to the exclusive list of Daytona 500 champions. And that opportunity is right here, right now. The 67th running of the Daytona 500. Next.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready, freaking.
From Daytona International Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo Racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Every February, the eyes of the motorsports world focus on Daytona Beach, Florida for a race that is the most prestigious stock car race in the world. Hello and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the 67th running of the Great American Race. Mike Bagley here alongside Alex Hayden and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. Alex, there's only one race where winning fate hinges on split-second decisions, fate that can cement a career legacy. That race is the Daytona 500.
Every year when these kids come out and get their Hot Wheels cars and sit on the carpet, twist the Motor Racing Network in and listen to the Daytona 500, they dream about this very moment, getting a chance to compete in the Daytona 500, let alone winning it. Fast forward, the drivers now poised, they're ready to go. Rusty Wallace, this is the pinnacle of NASCAR racing.
This is just not another race. This is the big race. This is something they dream about all the time, the Daytona 500. I know every year I came here, I just looked forward to this race so much, it was unreal. It's such a big, big deal.
Right now on the racetrack, we're being treated by a concert from Pitbull. The ball field is totally covered. There is an aura and an air of excitement that you cannot possibly put into words. It's like no other.
It's unmatched here on race day in Daytona Beach, Florida. There's an absolute kaleidoscope of color all across the ball field with the pit ball concert going on. The cars are gridded at a 45 degree angle up against the infield grass towards the entrance to pit road off turn number four. There are literally thousands and thousands of race fans here, Rusty, ready to go. And the drivers, they feel that energy as well.
They really do, Alex. You talked about colors. I'll tell you what, these race cars this year, they're all painted up different. Different sponsors, different looks, different drivers and different cars. So we're going to have to get used to that as the race goes on ourselves. But boy, I tell you what, you talk about excitement. It's just, you can just feel it. I mean, the place is just rumbling. It's exciting. I wish everybody could be here and see what we're seeing today.
And it's going to be taken to another level across the back straightaway from Daytona International Speedway. The airport has been closed. President Donald Trump is in the air. We expect Air Force One to land momentarily. The 47th President of the United States will be here. He will be in attendance today. The United States Air Force Thunderbirds will be flying over top. It is an electric atmosphere to the sport's biggest race, the Daytona 500. And we appreciate you being a part of the proceedings as well. We've got a lot coming up for you on NASCAR Live Race Day. But before that, we check a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network, NASCAR News.
The meat and potatoes of Speed Weeks kicked into high gear Friday night here at Daytona. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series kicked off their season with the Fresh from Florida 250. Parker Kligerman was first across the start-finish line and took the checkered flag, but he had to give it back when his truck failed post-race inspection for being too low in the rear. Parker was disqualified, giving the win to Corey Heim. Yesterday, the ARCA Menards Series opened their season with the Ride the Dente 200. Reigning Cars Late Model Stock Tour champion Brendan Butterbean Queen took the checkered flag. And the NASCAR Xfinity Series opened their season with the United Rentals 300. Jesse Love of Richard Childress Racing drove his Chevrolet into victory lane.
Thankful to God, thankful to my family, my mom, my dad, and my sister. They've sacrificed so much for me to be at this level. And as a race car driver, this is the only way you know how to say thank you. So the Dillon family, Austin Craven, and the whole two team, man, I'm grateful to be here. I'm definitely at a loss for words. It's Daytona. I can't believe it. And I just wanted this one bad. I put a lot of work into this. And everybody at Wise Optimization, thank you guys for changing my life. I've been putting a lot of work in there with them too, Josh and Scott Speed, and just grateful to be here.
Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, Joey Logano's title defense begins this afternoon. Our Steve Post sits down with the three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, four-time Indianapolis 500 champion Elio Castroneves will start his first Daytona 500 today. Kyle Ricci and Tim Catalfemo will go one-on-one with Elio. NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace will be back with his progressive keys to winning the 500. I'll sit down with NASCAR President Steve Phelps as we lift the curtain on the 2025 NASCAR season today, and we'll go trackside and check in with some of the drivers that we feel will be factors in winning today's Daytona 500.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Ooh, to a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner, straight for the straight-talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She's picking out a new plan. Incredible win!
Get a free Samsung A16 or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with real unlimited data from Straight Talk. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC, and is used with permission.
Today's Daytona 500 will be 200 laps, 500 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 65 and 130. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Four, five, six cars crashing as Joey Logano brings the field back to three.
He leads into turn number three. Kevin Harvick, Dale Earnhardt Jr., all single file through turn four, all behind race leader Joey Logano.
And the caution flag is waving at the start-finish line, and the Daytona 500 is over. And across the line, taking the captain, Roger Penske, to victory lane is Joey Logano.
Now, Back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 10 years ago when Joey Logano scored the biggest win of his career up to that point. 10 years later, Joey enters this Great American Race as the defending NASCAR Cup Series champion for the third time. Our Steve Post sat down with Joey to discuss that win 10 years ago and what it will take to take home his second Harley J. Earl Trophy.
Third offseason as a champion. How is it different? How is it the same? Just enjoying the offseason as the champ.
I mean, they're great. I mean, there's no better way of saying it. It's great to leave the season as a winner, right? Like that. Mm-hmm. That feels nice. And it gets, once you get to like Christmas, after like right after Christmas, New Year's, the anxiety starts to fire back up to where like, okay, we're all at zero again, right? Championship doesn't matter anymore. All the celebrations are over. All the like, all the great stuff that comes along with the championship, it's over, and you're back to zero, and you got to do it again. To me, it doesn't matter what happened last year at this point. And the offseason is no different at this point of the year. Once you get past the New Year's, it's the same whether you finish second or 20th in points. So it's all about getting ready for the next year.
What a run through the playoffs. Can you carry that momentum into the next season?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the championship gives obviously so much confidence. I mean, that's what momentum is. It's just confidence. A lot of confidence throughout the team that we can do it, right? And whether that's for the beginning of the year or even if we go through a tough time, we've proven we can dig out of holes in that year. And we've proven plenty of times it doesn't matter what the regular season looks like. We can still have a hell of a run in the playoffs. We've done that over and over again. So when you know you can do that, it's much easier to stay confident throughout the season and have faith, right, in each other, in the team, and in everything that we do. So that's a nice piece of doing this for a long time and experience, is that you've gone through the highs and lows and you know how to, you know, get through those moments better.
This Daytona 500 is the 10-year anniversary of your Daytona 500 win. What do you remember about that race, that day, that win?
It's the first race I raced as a married man. That's what I remember. And it went really well. So I thought I was going to win them all from there. It turns out it wasn't like that. But, it was... you know, winning at Daytona is always very special. Winning Daytona 500 to, you know, times 10 when you think about what that race means. And I remember, you know, we were racing three wide for the lead. I was on the top and Clint was pushing me. And there was a few times I had to make some tough decisions on what lane to block because they were three wide across the back of me. So, you know, I just kept going with Clint because he was pushing me the hardest and it was working. So ultimately being able to win that race is so special. We've come so close so many times since then. I don't know the stat, and you guys probably can look it up, but how many times I've led the white, taken the white, but not taken the checkered. It's been at least 5 to 6 times since that win. It's so frustrating now. So that win means even more to me after you lose so many the other way.
You mentioned the 500 was your first win, first race as a married man. You've celebrated championships with your kids. What would it mean to celebrate a Daytona 500 with your kids? Because while you were married, you and Brittany were married, your kids have not seen you hoist the Harley J. Earl Trophy.
I mean, to me, it's really special. I don't know what it means to my kids or not. I think to my oldest, Hudson, he understands it enough to where he thinks it's really cool. And bedtime's like our connection time where we talk about a lot of stuff. And he likes talking about those moments a lot. So it's fun to have that together. I mean, really, honestly, it's hard to say, but I'm pretty sure the best racing moment of my career is when we won in Phoenix at the end of the year. And, you know, all five of us went up to the start finish line and grabbed the checker flag together. Like, that's a dream, right? That's a total dream come true that happened. And we talked about it rolling in that weekend. We talked about that was what we were going to do. We're going to win the race. We're all going to get the checker flag together. And it happened. Like, that is the coolest picture to me and the best memory. So adding a Daytona 500 to that, you know, memory list would be really special, obviously.
Ironically, your best memory is one of mine because it was during that interview, and I actually did play-by-play and walked along with you guys as you went up and allowed you to have that moment, and I will forever remember that. It is so cool when family gets involved with a celebration like that. Back to the racetrack, your chances, what's the feeling as you go into this 500 with Team Penske, where we're at with this style of racing, all of these things, what do you think your chances are to win this race?
I mean, I feel great about it. You know, our Super Speedway program has been really good over the last few years. Cars have been fast. Cars have been handling pretty good. We've been able to work really well together as teammates, which is key when you come to here. I got the best spotter on the roof with Coleman. I feel like we're positioned to win. We're in a really good spot. You know, in our mind, we always feel like we're the favorites to win every race, but I really feel like this one, maybe even more so, that we're really in position to go out there and win that thing.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are headed trackside next from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning, and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the year, this FFA salute brought to you by Compeer Financial, a farm credit cooperative serving and supporting agriculture and rural communities.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider, and MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Welcome back to Daytona International Speedway. Pre-race introductions about to pick up and go to work down there as the drivers are about to be introduced to the sellout crowd here at the World Center of Racing. Let's go trackside right now and chat with the gentleman that's going to lead the field to green. Chase Briscoe is brand new to Joe Gibbs Racing. On Wednesday night, he put his Toyota on the pole for the Daytona 500, the first time a Toyota has ever led the field to green in this race. Chase Briscoe is with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Chase Briscoe will lead us to green here. And Chase, Wednesday night, you put the car on the pole position and you've kind of been the toast of the town since then. Just what's that been like?
Yeah, it's been really, really cool. You know, I knew that qualifying on the pole, the 500 was a big deal, but truthfully, until you've done it, you don't realize how big of a deal it really is. Just from all the media side and this, you know, all the, you know, talks from manufacturers and teams, like it's a really, really big deal. So yeah, proud to have put our Bass Pro Shops Toyota on the pole of this thing, and now we just got to finish up there. It's cool to start first, but we want to finish first, so that's what we're trying to do today.
You've had 4 or 5 days, some practice sessions, some meetings, some debriefs. What have you learned about your Toyota Camry, because you're new to Toyota, and what have you learned about your new teammates and new manufacturer mates at Toyota as well?
Yeah, to be honest, this is probably the least I know about my car going into Sunday, just because in the past, you know, I haven't been locked into the pole. So we've practiced a lot more, and, you know, even in the duels, you race a lot harder. And right now, I don't really have an idea of what my car's got. So we'll find out today pretty quickly here.
Going to find out quickly. That's Chase Briscoe. He will lead us to green here this afternoon.
A raucous ovation from the sellout crowd here at Daytona. The president in Air Force One right now flying over the racetrack. He'll be landing at the track shortly and making his way onto the property to be a part of the start of the Daytona 500. Let's chat with the driver that will start on the outside of the front row. Austin Cindric has had a fantastic speed week so far. He obviously won the outside pole, but he also won a dual race the other night here at Daytona on Thursday. Our Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana is with Austin Cindric.
The 2022 Daytona 500 champion sitting here with his teammate Joey Logano. Just saw Air Force One fly in, but Austin, talk to your crew chief this week. He said, boy, we checked a lot of boxes. We got a dual win. We got a front row start. What did you learn over the course of the week, these practice sessions that'll help you keep this car at the front of the field and go for another Daytona 500 win?
Yeah, I think just refining our car, like I said, we're watching the president do a lap around the speedway in Air Force One. It's pretty cool. So, definitely an awesome day and a lot of potential for us in the Team Penske Ford camp, and looking to use that same teamwork we had the other night to try and get one of us in victory lane. I think I just got tired Ford Mustang super quick and just got to execute and be there at the end.
These races are all about getting to the finish, putting yourself in position. You able to do that with your spotter, Doug Campbell, as well in 2022. What do you lean on in those experiences that'll help you today?
I think everything, the communication. I mean, for us now, it's about the preparation. It's about what we've done to get up to this point, and but also being adaptable at the same time. You know, I think conditions are going to change a lot tonight, and you know, the pack always seems to change a little bit throughout the race, so understand what it's going to take to be able to win is going to happen in those first two stages.
All right, that's Austin Cindric, Mike, starting on the front row of the Daytona 500, looking for his second win in the Great American Race.
Austin will have teammates to fall back on today during the 500, Ryan Blaney being one of them. We went one-on-one with Joey Logano a moment ago. Let's get his thoughts now as down trackside. He will roll off from today's Great American Race in the 10th position. He's with Alan Cabana of Glastonbury, Connecticut.
And here with Joey Logano, who's won this race before. What makes this such a difficult race to win?
Well, I think everybody's just in a go-for-it mentality. It's a Daytona 500, Great American Race at the World Center of Speed. I mean, does it get any better? This is what we all dream of, is pulling your race car into victory lane here. And we got a great shot at it today with our Shell Penzo Mustang. I like the way our car's driving. I like the speed it's got as well. And you know, we'll see. We just got to play it all out. A lot of things can happen.
Before you won this race, did you realize how big it was, the magnitude of it?
Well, yeah. It's the Daytona 500. We all know what we're signed up for.
Absolutely. How'd that change when you won?
What's that?
How'd that change when you won?
I mean, life, you still got to go racing next week, right? But it's a pretty exciting moment when you're able to pull it into victory lane here and celebrate together. But hey, we're still going to Atlanta next week.
Joey Logano looking for win number two in the Great American Race.
The driver that is the defending champion of the Daytona 500 is William Byron. They, too, have had a good speed weeks. William Byron right now getting ready to defend his Daytona 500 win of a year ago. He'll do it from position number five. Steve Post is with him.
Down here, William Byron getting ready to go to defend the race. We just talked to Joey Logano and asked him what the Daytona 500 win meant 10 years ago for him. What's it been like for you 1 year ago winning the Great American Race?
Yeah, it's been really special. It's been like a really fun time coming down back here for the 500 and just experiencing everything. So it's been busy for sure. So just excited to get back on the racetrack and actually do my job and what we're good at. So it'll be a fun race, I think, and just try to have a solid start and get our way up there.
How does this thing compare to where you were at this point last year?
Yeah, I think similar nerves and everything, but just starting in a better spot with the, you know, with the primary car this time around. So that's nice. You know, anytime you can have your best stuff and try to put it on display, that'll be a good day for us, hopefully.
That's William Byron. He mentions that fifth place starting spot, and he mentions that car. It's just sitting off the stage here as that team will get it back. It's been in the museum here at Daytona, and that team gets that race-winning car back and take it back to Hendrick Motorsports.
The driver that will start in front of William Byron will be Bubba Wallace. He won the first dual race the other night at Daytona, and he is a fantastic super speedway racer. He has a shot to claim his first 500. Let's get his thoughts with Chris.
Sitting on the pre-race stage with Bubba Wallace. Bubba, you got a taste of what victory lane looks like here at Daytona. You got to hold Bex up to the crowd during the duels. Does that start to give you excitement knowing that you could do it again this time in the Great American Race?
Yeah, absolutely. I've started to notice this is the most relaxed I've been for a 500, so I hope that's a really good sign because I feel really good today. So hats off to everybody on the 23 car. McDonald's Toyota Camry was fast Thursday. Made a couple tweaks for practice Friday and then let her sit for a day and marinate. So just manifesting good things and really believe this is a good year for us. And it all starts today. Season starts off today.
Best of luck.
Thank you, brother.
Bubba Wallace starts third in the Great American Race. He's been jamming to some music in his earbuds. He's fired up, ready to take his 2311 Toyota to the front.
Bubba has finished fifth and third in the last two 500s.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV. Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
When we come back, we will chat with a driver that will start his first 500 from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
From the World Center of Racing, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Right in the middle of the back straightaway, AJ Foyt very carefully around turn number three. Takes the upper grooves. He comes around into the east bank.
A.J. Foyt running in groove number three, slowed off his pace considerably in that beautiful white and maroon and gold and silver Mercury as he heads down to the tri-oval and to the start-finish line.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 14th annual Daytona 500 belongs to A.J. Foyt.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded back in 1972. A.J. Foyt, a winner at Indianapolis, becoming a winner at Daytona in the 500 and becoming one of the 43 different champions of the Great American Race. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network is live at Daytona International Speedway. So glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us here as we welcome you into our coverage of the 67th Daytona 500. Mike Bagley and the rest of the MRN crew here with you as we get set to go under what are now partly cloudy skies, 80 degrees. And if you're just joining us, President Trump has just landed at the Daytona Beach International Airport. He will make his way inside of the racetrack, and he will join us for the start of the Great American Race. A moment ago, we heard a rejoin there there that featured A.J. Foyt, one of two Indy drivers that came to win this race. A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti are the only two drivers ever to win both at Daytona and the Indy 500 at the Brickyard. This weekend, there's a driver that's trying to join that exclusive club. Four-time Indy 500 champion Elio Castroneves. Earlier this week, Kyle Rickey and Tim Cattelfemo sat down with Elio to find out why running in this race means so much to him.
So you've done IndyCar racing, the open wheel style of racing, for 25 years. Why stock car racing? Why now?
I asked my former boss for a long time, hey, can I try? Can I really try? And he never allowed me, which is Mr. Penske, you know? And I'm kind of a late bloomer, you know? I started doing a lot of things afterwards, which is great because